The government is confident police are well-resourced to crack down on people breaking the lockdown rules, but some communities say it's still not enough. An East Coast group operating its own safety checkpoint says crying out for more support, and others further north say people still aren't getting the message to stay home. Te Anawa Hurahanginui has more.
Dr. Lance O'Sullivan is standing in the middle of the main street in Kaitaia during this live video, and he can't believe what he is seeing.
This is Kaitaia Main Street, a population of about 4,500 to 5,000 people, and the number of cars here is ridiculous. There's far too many people on the road, far too many cars. You know, this is not lockdown, this is a joke.
Dr. O'Sullivan says whatever the police are doing to manage the lockdown across the country, it's not working where he is. And he says the government must do more if it's serious about managing the community spread of COVID-19.
What are we putting all our lives on the line for and getting everything ready for if what we're being told is lockdown is such an important issue and no one's enforcing it? It's got to come from the top. It's got to be the Prime Minister of New Zealand getting this feedback from her, from the country, that what she wants to happen and what is happening is different.
During her post-cabinet press conference yesterday, Jacinda Ardern said she was confident the police are enforcing the rules and are well-resourced to continue doing so.
I check in frequently with the police over whether they have all of the resources they need to do their job. They've consistently said they do, that they are in the process of still, when they're talking to people, educating, warning, and then they will enforce. And so that's been their approach.
Indigenous rights activist Tina Ngata, who has set up community-led checkpoints on the East Coast, isn't so sure. She says police are not there to stop some people who are constantly breaking the rules.
There are just one or two who are blatantly breaching the protocols. They're not social, they're not practicing social distancing, they're not staying at home. There's one group that's been out every day, sometimes three times a day, with four people in the car. And so people like that will be our weakest link. And unfortunately, it only takes one household to bring it into this community.
Six checkpoints are operating on the East Coast, with up to five volunteers at each one screening drivers and making sure people are following the rules. Ms. Ngata says they need more people on the ground to help, but the government has declined repeated requests for more support.
We would love even just one police officer per checkpoint to support us, even if we just had one police officer and then we didn't have to use so many volunteers. We shouldn't actually have to be out here doing this.
The Prime Minister said yesterday the police are doing what they can to help manage the East Coast checkpoints and haven't needed to deploy more staff. But Mike Smith from the Iwi Chairs Forum says he understands why people in the community are reaching out for help.
Where I'm situated at the moment in Evans Bay in Wellington, alongside the harbour, I'm seeing people streaming around, you know, with their kids, fishing, biking, jogging, just wandering around aimlessly. They're not maintaining distance from each other. People aren't listening. That's the problem. And so I think we need a higher level of compliance, and we need a higher level of enforcement.
And with more than 3 weeks of lockdown to go, Mike Smith says it can't be said enough that people must stay home. Mo te hōtaka o te ata, ko te aniwa, hurihanga nui, aho.